Vision describes Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital as a death zone after it was raided by Israeli forces.
Here, speculation that the Chancellor is set to cut income tax or national insurance in Wednesday's autumn statement.
MPs call for answers over the work being done to address dangerous concrete known as RAC in schools in England.
And in sport, Welsh Euro hopes hang by a thread. Wales could only draw a qualifier 1-1 in Armenia, and with one game to go, their fate is now out of their hands.
And it's a mild and breezy day ahead today, with a bit of showery rain coming and going, but for some of us, some sunshine around too. I'll have all the details coming up shortly.
Hello, good morning. It is Sunday, the 19th of November. A United Nations team led by the World Health Organization has described Gaza's main hospital as a death zone after it was targeted for weeks by the Israeli military.
Officials spent an hour at the Al-Shifa hospital and reported evidence of shelling and gunfire and the site of a mass grave. Hundreds of people left the hospital yesterday, but around 300 critically ill patients are still there.
Well, Israel is seeking to eliminate Hamas, which is designated a terror group by most Western governments, after its fighters killed more than 1,200 Israelis and took around 230 hostage on October the 7th. Our correspondent Mark Lowen reports now from Jerusalem.
The echoes of history are beating loud here. For the Palestinians last fled in such numbers 75 years ago when Israel was created. And now, once again, hundreds of thousands are on the move, these crowds fleeing Al-Shifa Hospital, saying Israeli troops ordered them out. Israel insists the hospital asked for their evacuation. They take what they can, not knowing if they'll be back. Dr. Ramez Radwan from Al-Shifa says the Israelis warned them to leave, with horrors left behind. The wounded are in very bad conditions there, he says. With a lack of staff and medicine, bacteria are growing in the wounds. It's a miserable situation. For some, fleeing takes time, even if the bombing was all around them. Majed was a patient at Al-Shifa, no longer a place of healing, but the World Health Organization says a death zone.
I was next to my house door and they bombed the place next to us. So I got injured, me and my cousins, and my other cousin died. At Al-Shifa Hospital, there is no food and no drink. We get shot at. They enter whenever they want and leave whenever they want.
And in Gaza City, the battles still flare. This footage released by the Israelis show them in active firefight, one of the Middle East's most powerful armies held back by a force far inferior in numbers, but still capable of resistance. Israelis too have been on the move, but in protest, calling for their government to prioritize the release of the hostages, almost 240 still in Hamas captivity. They walked from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, her and her nation's trauma deepening with every step.
Today is my husband's birthday. He's 63, and his mother, Yafa Adar, is kidnapped. She's 85 years old, and we are not with her, and we are marching. We are marching to Jerusalem to bring her back, to shout and to say that she must be here back with all the kidnaps. We don't have time. We don't have 1 hour more. We don't know if she is alive.
Benjamin Netanyahu is under immense pressure at home and from abroad, but he's still standing firm on calls for a pause in the fighting. And amidst reports that a hostage release deal is being drawn up, he's dampening expectations.
They pressured us to agree to a full ceasefire. We refused, and I conveyed we will only agree to a temporary ceasefire and only in exchange for the return of our hostages.
But for how long can this continue? Twin Israeli strikes around the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza on Saturday are reported to have killed at least 80, including 32 members of the same family. A nightmare scene on constant loop. For Gazans, it's their every day. Mark Lowen, BBC News, Jerusalem.
Well, we can talk to Mark now. He's in Jerusalem. Mark, morning.
Phoenix FM.
Well, a very good morning to you all. That's right, you're here with me, Sophia Marie. And it is a kind of bright morning this morning. Well, it's not. I mean, it's dark, but I think it's going to be bright. Let's just go with that for now. Apologies there for the news. I'm not quite sure what's going on. That's not our normal news link there. So apologies if that's went on a little longer than usual. Anyway, let's head straight over to the weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Sunday the 19th of November, mostly fine to start, scattered showers later and breezy is the headline for today. A fairly bright but breezy early morning with few blustery showers, looking breezy and cloudy over late morning with more frequent and locally heavy showers during the afternoon with a mild maximum temperature of 13 centigrade. Tonight, though, showers slowly easing through the evening with good clear spells developing overnight. Temperatures holding up, though, with a moderate breeze continuing much of the night with minimum temperatures today of 6 centigrade. So we're getting into those winter months, people. Get your coats on.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Yes, Sunday the 19th of November, and you are here listening to me, Sophia Marie. I hope that you're all well this morning and that everything is all good for you. So we've got a very exciting show this morning. That's right. I've just got back from a trip from Disneyland Paris. Therefore, I'm going to be bringing you all the updates of all the Christmassy activity that you can get over there. And don't worry if you're not going, because I'm going to bring it all to you today in this beautiful show, which is all the way up until 10 a.m. And of course, we'll have some great music as well. So first of all, let's kickstart us off then with a bit of the Bee Gees. How deep is your love? If you have just woken up this morning, then a very good morning to you indeed.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms.
Your love, spend my life with you. And it's a scene, oh baby, since we've been together. Ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
My breakfast show, the best way to start your Sunday mornings, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. That's right, you're here with me, Sophia Marie, bringing you your Sunday morning breakfast show. A mellow start to the day, if you will. I tell you what, I'm not a big fan of leaving the house when it's dark, though. Those chilly mornings are ahead of us, aren't they? That's for sure. And talking of chilly, I've just spent a week over in the beautiful land of Paris. That's right. I've been over to France last week on a little vacay, and I really needed it. It was fantastic. Now, I didn't realise that when I booked it, that it was the Christmas break for Disneyland Paris. I did wonder why the fee was quite expensive, but hey-ho, we live. And oh my goodness me, it was fantastic. So if you are heading to Disneyland, I want to hear from you. I'm going to be bringing you a little couple of highlights of the trip and everything that you can do there. And honestly, I really highly recommend it. I know Disney is one of those things that you do once in a blue moon, but honestly, it was fantastic. And especially at Christmas, I've been a couple of times before, but there's something really magical about Christmas, isn't there? And I can't wait to share it all with you. But that's coming up a little bit later on. Let's start with the Commodores, a bit of Easy.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see a big stone and I bought one. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? Yeah, I've paid my dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. We'll be right back.
stayed on the phone. You should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends, too old, but this boy's too young to be singing.
Share
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, then, let's have a little look at the travel then for today. So, in Brentwood, Essex Way, Great Worley, Essex Way, both ways closed due to the gas main works between Eagle Way and Burnell Walk. Southend Arterial Road, Great Worley, one lane closed due to roadworks on the A127 southbound, Southend Arterial Road, westbound at B186 Worley Street. Looking over then to Billericay, Jackson's Lane, temporary traffic lights due to gas main works on Jackson's Lane at Britannia Close. But everywhere else around the local area, looking pretty good. Let's move over then to the rails. So on the Greater Anglia today, buses run instead of trains cross country, and Greater Anglia between Cambridge and Stansted Airport. On the C2C, buses run instead of trains via Leyndon, and between Upminster and Pitsea, and no service between Upminster and Ockenden today. There's also no services on Greater Anglia between Witham and Shenfield, again due to engineering works. On the tubes today, there are severe delays on the Central Line, the District Line, the Northern Line, the Piccadilly Line and the Elizabeth Line, all due to engineering works today. But with all other lines offering a good service, so if you are out and about today, do make sure you check before you travel. That's your travel news with me, Sophia Marie. Brilliant stuff. So if you have just joined us, it is just approached 7:30 on Sunday, the 19th of November. Now, I'm actually due to go to Blackpool this week on work for the annual national showcase, which is very important to me and dear to me. It's also where, as the board of directors for the Entertainment Agents Association, we meet there once a year. So I'm very much looking forward to reconnecting with good friends and clients there as well. But I've got to say, the hotels there have just been a nightmare. You can't get in any hotels there at all. Luckily, I've got some friends that live up there, so I'm going to be fine. But I thought, why is this? What's going on? And of course, it's BBC Strictly Come Dancing Blackpool's weekend, isn't it? So it's been absolutely chaotic to try and get a hotel up there. Have you seen Strictly? What's going on? I've missed it for a couple of weeks, so my plan today is to kind of catch up on that. But of course, it's at the Grand Ballroom, which is just the most beautiful venue there at the top of the tower in Blackpool. So if you've had the chance to go before, I want to hear from you. I want to hear everything about it. And remember, you can hit me up at Sophia Marie UK on the old Instagram, and I will get your songs played out for you. Perhaps it's someone's birthday, or you've got a shout out that you'd like to just share with a loved one. Then that's fine too. You know where to reach me. I'm going to leave you with a bit of this one. It's Lionel Richie, All Night Long, a firm fave of mine. Here we go.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramble, fiesta. Forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramble, fiesta. Forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song all night long.
It's true, can blue. I can share your situation. Been hold on our emotions, they will only make us cry. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Left you black and blue without a word of explanation. And he took your love for granted. Left you high and dry, but you'd know someday. Well, you'll wonder what you see in him anyway. When that day arrives, we'll live on ocean drive. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Gonna shine on everything you do. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. Don't know why it's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you do. And the sky's so sun's gonna shine on everything.
True.
loving that one. Bit of Marvin Gaye for you. Let's get it on. Now, there's some exciting things happening today. At the celebrity charity football match, which is actually being held here, right next door to the studio, at the Brentwood Centre. So at Brentwood Town FC, at the Brentwood Centre today, doors open at 1:30 and kickoff is at 3 o'clock and it's a celebrity charity football match. Now the doors open at 1:30 with a 3 p.m. kickoff and this is featuring Jake Wood, Jamie O'Hara, Ricky Groves, Dean Gaffney and many more. And you can purchase your tickets for just £12 on the door. And there's more details for that at celebritysoccer.org.uk. And I've just had a little nosy on the website there and it looks fantastic. So perhaps if you're around today and you find yourself at a bit of a loose end and you are local to Brentwood, then why don't you go and check it out? That's kicking off today here at the Brentwood Centre. So just thought I'd make you aware of that one. So before we go into the ads, I just want to say a big good morning to you if you have just joined us. What are you up to today? Well, whatever it is, perhaps it is that Brentwood celebrity charity football match or whatever else you're doing today, then I would love to hear from you. Perhaps you've got a shout out for me. You can hit me up at Sophia Marie UK on the old Instagram and I'll be happy to read those out for you. So let's flick over to the ads and then great music coming your way.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
We offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
What a ticket to the world.
back again. Why do I find it hard to write the next line? Oh, I want the truth to be said. I know that much is true.
Yeah. like it. I 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 like
it. Of course it is the Rolling Stones. It's only rock and roll. Now, what better way is there to start your Sunday, I mean, than a bit of the Rolling Stones? That's what it's all about this morning. So I can confirm, if you are still in bed and the curtains or blinds are still shut, it's looking like a bright day out there. I mean, still, nevertheless, a little bit chilly, but the sun is trying to peek through and it's looking like it's going to be quite a bright day. But of course, as my weather report said, this morning, and another one's coming very soon, it will be a little bit chilly. Now, today I'm going to talk to you all about Disneyland Paris and all Christmas things, really. I feel very in the mood for Christmas. I've just got back from a week in Disneyland Paris and it was amazing, and I want to tell you all about it. My favorite ride by far was the Pirates of the Caribbean. Don't ask, bit of a random one, really, and I know that it's nothing spectacular. You know, there's all these crazy roller coasters and things like that, but I loved it. I think when you come from an entertainment background, you can always really appreciate the detail that goes into these things. And yes, it's expensive, but my goodness me, it is worth every penny. So if you do get the chance to go over the Christmas period and you're looking for a little holiday getaway, then I do highly recommend it. And there's more on that coming your way a little bit later on. Well, it's time for us to flip over to the news and the weather as we approach top of the hour. And there'll be more from me coming very shortly.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, Friday at 9:30 on BBC One FM.